Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
All right, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to us. And, of course, Medicare has been a very confusing thing. I know I keep hearing the buzz about what we're allowed to have, which one we should sign up for, and all this stuff. And of course, today I'm so excited to have Dr. Tyler Jung. He is the Chief Medical Officer of Healthcare Partners, and he's going to be explaining a little bit about the Medicare enrollment. And, of course, it runs from October 15th through December 7th. So with this opportunity, I'm telling you, you're going to want to take some really good notes and really just find out what is all of your benefits that you're able to receive. So again, let's welcome Dr. Jung. Dr. Jung, welcome, and how are you?
Thanks, Kim. I'm doing great.
Good. Did I say that right? We're kind of confused. Do you agree?
Healthcare is very confusing. So the main point of emphasis is starting October 15th and going to December 7th is Medicare open enrollment period. It's the window of time where seniors, generally over 65, have a chance to shape and choose the kind of healthcare coverage they're looking for 2016. So it's a very important window of time.
Okay. And when you say, okay, 65 and older, correct?
That's correct.
And what has changed for this time?
Well, every year there can be changes. I mean, we heard recently some dramatic news that premiums for a third of Medicare patients may be going up just at baseline. We hope that that does not happen. But ordinarily, I'd be talking about looking at your benefits and plans because they can change year to year based on health plan wishes. So, for instance, Kim, I would make sure that the doctors that you go to still are in the plan or coverage that you've chosen.
Okay, that's a great one.
I'd look at prescription drug benefits, make sure those have not changed, incurring perhaps more costs to the individual.
Right.
And then finally, copays. Literally, they can change from year to year. Sometimes they're less, sometimes they're more, depending on plan. I'd be looking at these three things during this time period for 2016.
Right. And I mean, one important thing, let's start off on the first one. The doctors that you already feel comfortable, that know your case, that know your body, if they're not on there, that's a big problem. So what would you do? How would you handle something like that?
Yeah, the first is communicate. The first is, you know, when you go see your doctor in the next few weeks or a few months, need to ask him or her, do they participate in traditional Medicare? Do they participate in Medicare Advantage? Those Medicare and Medicare Advantage are really the two main choices for seniors as they look at healthcare coverage.
Okay, that's a big one. Okay, and what if somebody said, after you've been going them forever, and they said, no, we're not going to be doing that, then what would you suggest somebody to do?
Well, every individual needs to make a decision about where they get care, you would want to make sure that the doctors can refer you to doctors that will continue that kind of coverage and to get the best health care for yourself. The other thing to look at, Kim, is whether the doctors and the plans you choose are participating in what we call care coordination. This is more than just one doctor. It's a system in which doctors are integrated in a fashion where they can take better care of individuals. And this is through sharing information such as an electronic medical record or involving other healthcare professionals to help you as an individual get better health. And that could include a social worker, it could include a nurse case manager, a physical therapist, a pharmacist. Today's healthcare is much more of a team sport than an individual sport. So when I would be talking with a doctor, I'd ask him or her about whether they participate in care coordination.
Wow. Okay. That's a great question. I mean, because you do need a team. We talk about that on our show all the time you need your support team, and that would be your support team, correct?
That's correct. And at Healthcare Partners, we actually consider the patient and in many cases, their families as part of that team to shape the care. That's what we believe in. We've aspired to practice coordinated care here in Los Angeles and throughout the country. That's what we represent.
Wow, I love it. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Dr. Tyler Jung, and you are the chief medical officer, right? And you're of Healthcare Partners, is that correct?
That's correct, Healthcare Partners Medical Group.
And where are you located?
We are actually in Torrance, California, right here in the backyard.
Okay.
But we are a national medical group sprawling across the U.S. all the way out to Florida.
Okay. And what kind of a doctor are you?
My training is in internal medicine, and I did a stint as a pulmonary and critical care doc.
Okay, great. And do you still see patients?
Not for a couple years. I'm solely on the administrative side now.
Okay. All right. And so, you know, it's interesting because I feel like because of the different medical coverage, a lot of doctors are opting out and doing more of a private practice. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, if you're alluding to concierge medicine, I've also heard we do see that in the community where doctors will select 150 to 200 patients and become a single doctor for those patients. But Kim, I'm not quite sure that can be scalable to broader populations.
Okay.
I think for most of us and our parents and our grandparents, seeing a doc who will see all patients is my recommendation.
Yeah, I would agree because usually it's not on catastrophic, right? I mean, it's on the day-to-day, I've got a stiff neck, I've got this, but then you have a huge problem and you have to go into the hospital. A lot of times those doctors don't have the rights to go in. Is that correct?
Every case is different.
Right.
For our medical group, we actually employ our docs that go into the hospital. So that's why this integrated care model is so important, because if you have doctors working in teams, you're never far from your original doctor. Your primary care doctor, your hospital doctor are all related under one medical group.
I love that. It is a true team, because it's almost like if they can't be there, they're going to hand it off to somebody else who's going to know everything that they just did and be able to kind of take the weak link and lift it back up and start all over again, correct?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. It's very important for individuals. Again, it's an individual choice, but looking for care coordination in which there's team-based care, where doctors are working with each other, where you can have access to other team members, professional team members like pharmacists and case managers. That's a winning combination for some patients, not all, but for some.
Right. And I love how you worded it, care coordination. I mean, that's something that you do want all of your doctors to be able to know, all the different medications that you're on. And a lot of times if you see one doctor from one place and then you have another doctor, they're not saying, well, wait a minute, this doctor gave you that. They're not able to look at all the medications that maybe your parents or you or your grandparents are on, and therefore that's when problems arise, correct?
That is correct. Having a system of care where medications can be tracked is a really important aspect of our care. The other thing I would say is to the viewers that are listening is also, as an individual, keep track of your own medications. You're your best source of truth. is to keep track of your own medications and present those to your health care professionals at every opportunity so they can update their list as well.
I love that. That is so important. I can't tell everybody because, and you should have it almost, I mean, now they almost give them out, you know, where you could list all of your prescriptions. But every time you see somebody, you should say, this is what's on, you know, this is what I'm currently taking. And a lot of times as you know, we get a little older, we are like, oh, I forgot, that's right, I was on, you know. Well, there's so many side effects to everything nowadays, and a lot of times that could be one of the reasons why you're there.
That's correct. I would go one step further, and I would challenge the healthcare professionals and doctors that are seeing you to say, hey, have you changed any of my medications? If so, please tell me what has changed so I can update my own records.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Dr. Jung. I think that's a great, have you changed any of mine? Yeah, perfect. I love it. Again, Dr. Tyler Jung, we're talking about really just Medicare enrollment. And again, that's October 15th through the 7th of December. And, you know, you really want to, like Dr. Jung was saying, is, you know, get your medical support team together and your care coordination. I love how you put that. That really just fits with our show. And make sure that you have every question, every answer that you need. Dr. Chung, where do we find out more information about this?
Medicare.gov for general Medicare questions. You can go to hcpopenenrollment.com to learn more about our medical group.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kim.
Have a great day.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Surfaces USA will be having a week-long Black Friday parking lot sale starting the day after Thanksgiving. Call 805-604-1568 and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. That's 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agora Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on VTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our life. And, of course, today we're talking about strokes and how to really raise awareness and promote importance of knowing warning signs and risk factors of strokes. And it's a fact that one in six people worldwide will experience a stroke, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that. But thank God you are here. And, you know, really, that's really what our show is all about, is sharing your journey with everyone and protecting them and helping them through something that can really save a lot of people. So we thank both of you for being here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. That's where we're talking right now. Well, have a stroke in their lifetime. That's a scary, comment right there. I do want to welcome Susan Lee. And Susan Lee, you are a stroke coordinator at Shasta Regional Medical Center, correct, in Reading?
That's right. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, we have Ruth Wolf. And you've actually experienced, ladies, and tell me a little bit about yourself and what we'll be talking about.
Well, I'm Susan Lee, and I'm a registered nurse here in Redding, California. And I see patients who are having an acute stroke. And one day, a few years ago, Ruth was my patient. She was also a coworker. She's a respiratory therapist at the hospital that we were working at. And she presented with stroke symptoms.
What was the first sign? What was the first symptom?
The first one, well, the one that I noticed the most was my right hand and forearm. And I was sitting in my car, and I just got off a phone conversation with my husband. My cell phone was on the floorboard of my car. When I reached down to pick it up, I just could not grip it. So that my fine motor skills, I just did not have. And then I noticed the weakness starting to occur in my my arm. And with that, and then I had just a mild headache throughout the day. And it just, the two and two, with the sudden arm, I just started thinking, I might be having a stroke. And I knew.
Were you aware of that right away?
I did. It was real surprising how much it clicked into my brain, and I just thought, wow, this could be possibly a stroke, and I need to get and seek treatment now. So I got to the hospital and was able to get treatment as fast as possible, and was able to receive the TPA once they performed the test needed to show that I was having a stroke.
And so the TPA, that's that one-time shot, correct? That if you get it within an hour, is that correct? Is it an hour?
Well, ideally, you're going to have the best outcome if it's given within the hour. After symptoms,
but
we call that the golden hour. But we can give it up to 3 hours after the symptoms start.
Okay.
But obviously, the sooner the better. Less brain cells will be dying.
Right. Wow. You know, I mean, what? You know, so many of us. Were you able to still drive, obviously, or were you parked in front of the hospital?
Yeah, no, not at all. I was, like I said, I was on the phone with my husband. I knew he wasn't too far away. And it was on a Friday night at 6 o'clock in the evening. So I knew the chances of him getting me there was safe and quickly that he can get me there. So that's what happened. And so I was able to get there quick enough for them to be able to run the test as need be and start with the TPA treatment and so forth. And
just going back to your story, Ruth, when you said you were talking on the phone to your husband and you dropped the phone, but you were still on with him?
No, I actually had hung up with him. And when I reached for my phone and I couldn't dial because of the movement of my fingers, I just didn't have any of that capability of being able to push the buttons. I knew that just getting back on my OnStar, I can just say redial, and luckily I could say that. But by the time it happened so quickly that when he answered his phone, I told him, I said, "I think I'm having a stroke. Please come here now and get me. And by all means, please call 911 if this ever happens to you or anybody." But I knew he was right there. I still had the cognitive, you know, there that I could tell that he was right there. And on the other side, all he can hear is garbled speech. But because he was a retired fireman and EMT, he knew what he was listening to.
Tears to my eyes. Wow. You know, I mean, what a heartbreak story and a heartfelt story, because so many people don't have that chance like you did. And I know that you are a mom and a mother of three, correct? And, you know, so I love that you're bringing this story to our show, because we really, truly talk about the brighter side of life. And we all worry, and you know, I'm definitely an advocate for women as well as men, but really to live our life and know that, you know, this is an important sign. So many of us women tend to put our lives off, and we'll be like, "Oh, I've got a little headache." It's, you know, well, you need to make sure that you are impacted with whatever it is that's happening to you, and really be, you know, mindful about it. And I love, Ruth, that you're sharing that. So you're saying if somebody else, or, you know, obviously your husband had the experience, but if somebody is experiencing any kind of numbness, did you look in the mirror to see if you were able to smile?
You know, I wasn't that aware enough to look at that. My arm doing what it was doing was enough to prompt me to think that I could be having a stroke. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just knowing that the FAST acronym helped me. And because I work in the field as well, you know, I thought, you know, I'm showing one sign of FAST. I need to get in there. I know how in dire it is to get in there and get the immediate attention to get it taken care of. But
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and this is truly the brighter side right here. We're talking with Nurse Susan Lee and Ruth Wolf. I'm sorry, that's a tongue tie for me. But what a great warning, and this is a warning that I really stress for everybody out there. I love when people call in and really share their story. Where are you today, and how has your stroke impacted your life today?
Well, I'm 5 years out. I'm very excited to say, and I'm back at work. I'm back at coaching and running a business and doing well. doing well. And
thank God, that's awesome.
Right. I just want to show that you can come back from something like this. But the biggest thing is to seek that help as needed. And that's why the acronym, early. Right, exactly. The acronym for FAST is so important to know. And, I mean, it can happen at any age. Any age.
Right. Susan, what are some of the signs and symptoms that we need to remember?
Well, you mentioned a couple of them, like the face. So we really look at the acronym that Ruth mentioned, FAST. So F-A-S-T. We start with the F for face. Ask the person to smile. Does one side of the face droop? A is arms. Ask the person to raise both arms. Does one arm drip down? Speech. Ask the person to repeat a simple phrase. Is their speech slurred or strange? And T, if you observe any of these signs, call 911 immediately. Now, this is any of the signs, not all of them. Just one is enough to be a stroke. And by getting to the hospital early, then there's treatment we can give if this is an ischemic stroke like Ruth's was. And she was able to get rapid treatment with clot-busting drugs, so we were able to help lessen that disability of a stroke for her.
Wow. Ruth, were you on blood pressure pills or, you know, I mean, is there anything that you could attribute that to?
I was not a smoker, a drinker, none of that. I exercised. I mean, it was a shock to me that I could suffer a stroke, but it's still, like I said, just knowing that I had that one symptom, one sign that I knew I needed to get in. But no, I did not have any of the risk factors, and that's so puzzling to me today. So I think the reason why I had the stroke is to get the word out there. It can happen to anybody.
I believe that too. I tell you, I always say God puts what we need on our own plates.
Yeah.
Where do we find out more about information on strokes and you know, just really taking all the warning signs?
There's a great website, and it's www.stroke.org, and it has all the information about strokes, stroke survivor stories, any kind of information that you need, any questions that you may have. There are people there that you can contact and get the answers to your questions. It's just a great wealth of knowledge on that website.
Well, great. And I do want to mention to our listeners right now that, you know, Ruth, you were only 49. And again, you know, you didn't smoke. You did all the right things that we think we do, right? And so strokes are not, you know, they don't know who they're going to take next, right? And so this is something that we really want to just put out there so that we can remind everybody that it can happen to any of us. And but the best prevention is early. Get to the hospital, get help as soon as possible, and don't put it off.
Correct. I was 48 at the time when I had my stroke.
Even younger.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have any lasting effects at all?
Just usually at night, and if I'm very tired, I started this interviewing process today at 1 o'clock this morning. So I'm actually in Hawaii right now, family visiting. But it just, the biggest thing is, just with my speech, I get a little bit tired, and then you can tell. But that's it. That's all I have. And I'm just so blessed to receive the proper treatment when I did. So, I mean, it's really important. The FAST acronym is so important to know. And I have three girls, and each one of them can tell you what each one of those means. And they went over it. They would study it and make sure that they knew it. soon after I had my stroke. It's just so important.
Wow. Well, I love it. I think this is just a really good warning for everybody. And Ruth, I'm happy for you and your family that you got early detection. And Susan, thank you so much for bringing this on our show here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I appreciate it. And you have a really great day.
Thank you for having us.
You got it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Surfaces USA will be having a week-long Black Friday parking lot sale starting the day after Thanksgiving. Call 805-604-1568 and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. That's 805-604-1568 or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agora Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on the this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on VTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything that can add value to our lives. And today we're going to be joined with Wendell Hall, and he's part of the College Board. And, of course, you know, all these amazing high school students are taking the PST, and, of course, are they ready? And Wendell's going to help us and discuss some of the things that, how we can all measure up to that. And Wendell, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life in the 805.
Good morning, Kim, and thank you for having me here today.
You got it. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and I know we've actually talked before, and welcome back.
Great, thanks. I'm Wendell Hall, Senior Director of Policy and Advocacy here at the College Board. So excited today to talk to you about the PSAT and MSQT. We oftentimes don't hear excitement and exam or test in the same sentence, but your listeners, your students out there should be excited about this. The PSAT qualifies you for the National Merit Scholarship and an additional $180 million in scholarships for college. And it's also important for your listeners to know that the exam itself is completely aligned to what kids should be learning in the classroom.
Wow. And what do you mean by that, aligned?
Aligned. The same critical thinking skills and knowledge that kids should be learning in math courses and reading around reading comprehension are going to be reflected on the new PSAT. Some of your listeners out there may remember taking the PSAT or the SAT. They may remember obscure vocabulary words they had to remember. That's gone in the redesigned PSAT. So when students take the PSAT this month, they're going to learn words in context. So no longer are they going to have to memorize words just because. Words like distill or synthesize, that can be chemistry words or words that are used in academic writing. They're going to learn what's important for college, not just what needs to be memorized for a test.
Okay. And so why did it change, or what was the findings from this?
Well, we just know that as the educational context evolves in the classroom, and teaching and practice evolves, we wanted our assessment to reflect that. Evidence-based reading and writing and math that matters for college are important for schools, important for students in college and beyond. So we want to make sure that when a student reads a passage and there are important words in that passage, they can pull out what's important for them. Also, one of the things that the PSAT will do when kids get their scores in December, it's going to signal to them, to their counselors and teachers, if they have potential to succeed in advanced placement courses, which are college-level courses taught in a high school, but you can actually get college credit for it and potentially save money once you go to college. So this exam that kids are going to be taking gives them so many different opportunities to be propelled along their educational journey.
I love it, and I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking with Wendell Hall, and we're talking about college. Hello, right? And now, what scholarships opportunities are available for students to take the PSAT and the, how do you pronounce the other one?
The PSAT and MSQT. So, kids will take the actual exam in school, but we've also partnered with several other scholarship providers who help make up the additional $180 million. That includes the American Indian Graduate Center, Asian and Pacific Islander American Scholarship Fund, Hispanic Scholarship Fund, Jack Kent Cook Foundation, and the United Negro College Fund. So we want to make sure there's some scholarships and some money tied to these exams.
Wow, lots of great opportunities there. And now, also, how can parents use their children's scores to, now they can actually, they get them, correct? And
they do.
And they can use them in that sense to help them, venture into their next chapter in life, correct?
Yep. So what parents can do and students can do as well is when they get their scores are actually a snapshot of how their student or child would perform at this point on the PSAT. So what we at the College Board want to do is after students get their scores, actually now, today, what parents and kids should do is to go to psat.org, which is the website. On that website, you'll be able to connect your scores to the Khan Academy. We've partnered to offer free test practice for all kids because we want kids to do well, just like parents.
Right, wow. That's amazing. And now, I remember when my kids were starting to take all the tests, there was tutors and people that, that we had to go to classes and all that stuff. Is that something we still need to do, or now they can just go online?
Now you can go online. This is free and personalized. And, that's something that we wanted to make sure that we did as we redesigned our assessments. We didn't want kids to have to pay or parents to have to pay hundreds of dollars to get outside help on this exam. So we now have free personalized practice through Khan Academy that provides instant feedback. It's very interactive and engaging, and there are also video lessons as well. And again, it's personalized, and it saves money on expensive test prep.
Wow, what an amazing change for all of our kids out there. Question, when is the right time for students to start really thinking about college?
Thinking about college is a very personal decision for families. However, we know we want kids, because our assessments are aligned to what they're learning in the classroom, we want kids to continue doing well in math and English in their classes right now. When they get to our assessments, we want them to talk to their counselor, make sure they're signed up for the PSAT and other exams that can help propel them. But as a teacher at one point, I knew my goal was to always to make sure kids had opportunities. Right, so whether it's an opportunity to perform well in the class, what we've done at the College Board is provided opportunities for kids to have free practice on their own, which is unlimited, whenever, wherever, because we want to bridge that divide for kids who have and those who don't. So we want kids to be able to practice on their own, want that village community to come together where parents, teachers, counselors, and the students themselves all move themselves towards college readiness in and beyond college.
I love it. Wendell, where do all of our listeners find out more information, and do they have to apply for these, different tests?
The first thing the listener should do, talk to your counselor or have your child talk to their counselor and ask them specifically, am I signed up to take this test in October? Super important. Two, they should go to psat.org. psat.org, you can learn about the scholarship opportunities I mentioned. You can also learn about this free, very personalized practice that we have available for students.
Well, thank you so much for bringing it to our show. And what a great, it really just seems like it only got better. And what another amazing opportunity for lots of families out there, but not only that, for our children and our future. So I thank you so much again, Wendell Hall. Give out that website one more time.
Thank you, Kim. PSAT.org to learn about scholarships and Khan, and please ask your counselors whether or not you're signed up to take this test this month.
Great. Well, thank you again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kim.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Surfaces USA will be having a week-long Black Friday parking lot sale starting the day after Thanksgiving. Call 805-604-1568 and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. That's 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on VTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about things that can add value to our lives. And when I say value, I mean money. And, of course, October is an ideal time to address the state of retirement. And we're going to talk with Aaron Levine, and he is from Bank of America, Merrill Edge Report, right? And we're going to find out a little bit more about kind of really just having that peace of mind. And if you have money in the bank and, you know, your life kind of takes a little turn for an easier life, an easier step. Mm-hmm. You could sleep at night, I guess you would say. So let's welcome Aaron Levine. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Aaron, how are you?
Good, Kim. How are you? Thanks for having me again.
So you're welcome. Tell us a little bit about what you're talking about right now.
Well, I think as you mentioned, you know, October actually 18th to 24th is National Save Retirement Week, which is, you know, it's a great time. You know, you're 10 months into the year. Now's a great time to reflect on what you've done to achieve your sort of saving goals for the year and overall for retirement. You know, you got to do this now before the, you know, the holiday season hits and you'll be focused on shopping for sure. So it's really important that you take a, you know, step back and this is a great week to do it, to sort of think about, you know, have you set yourself a plan? And if you did, are you achieving that plan? And if not, you know, what are the steps you need to take before you know you start hitting the stores hard in a couple months?
Oh, okay. Seeing if you really actually have enough money, right?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And you got to make sure after savings that you have enough money.
There you go. And not only that is we just all paid our taxes, correct? And you know, sometimes we miss things that we could have used as a write off or different things that we could really kind of have a strategy on, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, throughout the course of the year, there's all different things you're spending money on, and you're trying to save, and you know, obviously you've paid your taxes, and now's this time to say, you know, what is it here in 2015 that I wanted to accomplish in order to make sure I've got enough for retirement, and if you have a plan, you know, that's the best way. And I think unfortunately, many Americans don't have a plan. In fact, you know, 50% really say they have less than $10,000 saved, and 85% really express this as a major fear that they really don't think they're going to have enough money for retirement. So to me, the best way to relieve that stress and fear is to, you know, set a plan and get educated on what you can do to sort of take the right action steps.
So Aaron, give us some tips, okay? So if we haven't planned, if we are, you know, stressful about our future, what are some of the things that you would recommend for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we talk to our clients who have been successful saving, you know, the first and foremost is you got to take advantage of a 401k program. So many people work for companies that offer, you know, 401ks. That's just a critical sort of low-hanging fruit, if you would. You know, many companies will provide some form of matching. So every dollar you put in, some piece of that might get matched. So it's a great way to boost your savings. So that's critical. I think second, it really comes down to kind of having a philosophy of almost investing in yourself first or paying yourself first. So every paycheck, you know, identify a certain amount of money that's going to go right. And you know, these days you can set up all automatically, goes right into a savings account or right into a, you know, an investment brokerage account. And that way, you know, that's just part of every paycheck is going there. And, you know, just like, you know, part of your paycheck goes to taxes, you know, part of your paycheck should just go right into a retirement plan. And then you can decide how to prioritize the rest. I think that's really a critical piece of the puzzle.
I think that's so good. I'm all about investing in yourself. And of course, we invest in ourselves sometimes with other things, but this is a perfect thing because, you know, you always want to have enough money for a rainy day. Mm-hmm. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up and tuning in with us or starting their day, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Aaron Levine. He's been on our show several times. He always gives us great advice, and he's from Bank of America, and we're talking about Retirement Week. That's what it's all about, is really setting great habits for successful retirement. What are, I mean, we mentioned a couple, you know, tips. Would you say that those should be habits?
Oh, no question. I mean, if anything should be a good habit, you know, I know people focus a lot on their eating habits and working out. I mean, this is your financial health. And if you're not, you know, in a habit of saving for retirement, you know, it's not going to get easier next year and 5 years and 10 years. And this is one of those things that the sooner you start, and even if it's in small increments, right? So you give up the coffee, you give up going out to dinner once a week, you know, you delay something. I mean, that money is going to compound. And so it's so important. I mean, this is one of those things that it absolutely makes it much easier if you start sooner and allow yourself to accumulate.
There you go. So, okay, Aaron, you know, a lot of people still have money in the bank, okay? There's not a lot of interest that they're making. What are some of the places that you could, you know, suggest And I know that's kind of probably a loaded question right there, but what are some of the common and non-threatening places that we can put our money?
Yeah, you know, as you know, it's always difficult in a broad sense to advise because there's so many different time frames. But, you know, I think that's why, again, going back to the education that you can get through a Merrill Edge site or talking to an advisor, and because it's all about a couple things. You know, what is your current income? You know, what's your time frame? What are you saving for? What do you expect to be? You know, when is retirement? You know, obviously people are working longer and enjoying that, right? Now I think we're getting to a point in time where there's kind of a group of folks that will want to work and have a second career. So I think it comes down to the best thing to do is really understand your own situation and then say, okay, what's my risk tolerance? Because obviously you can take more risk and get more return, but that it's important that you understand that when you take more risk, then that things can happen. So you really want to have a very clear sense of yourself in this case. And so before you talk to an advisor or seek help, is really get comfortable, like, how much would I be willing to lose in order to potentially get bigger returns? And I think if you're asking yourself those questions, then you, as you execute your plan, you know, you won't feel as stressed because, look, there's things that dip, and we've seen it. The market's dropped, and then they come back.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yep.
And Warren Buffett says it all the time, right? If you hang in there a long time, eventually you're going to win. And that's how the markets have been for the last, you know, 50, 100 years. So patience is important, too, in this process.
I love it. You know, and of course, time is everything, right? The sooner you get started, the more time you have behind you. And, excuse me, you know, one of my sons, it's like, he's like, Mom, how much money? I'm like, you're so young, you're going to be so successful by the end because you're starting younger. And do you agree with that?
Oh, no question. I mean, you know, I think when we did our survey, it's interesting. The generation that's currently retired are actually less stressed than the younger generations, because the generation, you know, has done a good job and has been saving for a long time. And although last few years were tough, and that's added some stress to it, you know, they did stick to a long-term slow and steady strategy. And so if you're 30 or younger now, I mean, you've got to take advantage of the fact that you have a lot of time, assuming before retirement. And so the more you save now, again, interest rates will come back and they'll start to grow, and you want to have that money in there to take advantage of that.
There you go. And now, what about, what was the little saying that you said, if you hang in there?
I think it's a long-term strategy. So you've got to hang in there and understand that the markets will dip over time. But, you know, if you invest in yourself and continue to have patience and hang in there over the long course, the markets have ultimately proven themselves to provide a good return. So it's a time frame is really the most important thing, and the planning.
There you go. I love it. And question, you know, there's little things like you talked about, you know, Corey, we always talk about $4, Starbucks, you know, right? It's like,
right.
You know, everybody has to have all these things. If you just take, you know, it's almost like I was talking to somebody the other night of just not eating for 3 months, really being mindful about what you eat. What if you did the same thing with, you know, 3 months at a time, just putting money away, and then it grows to a year, and then or 6 months, and then it goes to a year? It's the kind of the same strategy. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%. No question. It's great advice. You know, just making little changes, adding a bit of savings into a retirement plan. Again, it's all about the overtime effect and the accumulation. So it doesn't take that much. So I think that's getting to that habit is 90% of the battle.
I love it. Aaron, where do we find out more about this?
Yeah, again, you can go to MerrillEdge.com, or you can certainly walk into one of our Bank of America financial centers all across the country and ask for expertise and advice. It's right there in the centers. Or again, you go to MerrillEdge.com.
And Aaron, where are you located?
I'm actually based in Atlanta, but I run around the country pretty good, traveling, as the head of Merrill Edge, and I work within our consumer bank. I get to see the whole country and talk to clients in all parts of the country.
I'd love to have you come down here sometime. I think that would be fun to meet and give some really great advice on how to get ahead in the future, right?
Look forward to it. I'd love to do it.
You got it. Thanks again, Aaron. Always a pleasure talking with you. Again, Aaron Levine and Bank of America. We're talking about Retirement Week. Make sure that's one of your priorities. I'm telling you, you'll be able to sleep and it will be a little less stress in the future. So, all right. Thank you so much, Aaron.
All right. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Thank you.